What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, where we try to bring uplifting and positive news for a more correct. My bad, I tried to catch you off guard completely.
Are we still going to?
No, restart.
No, screw this, we're going. We're bringing awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding communities everywhere.
My bad, I tried to flip the script on him and I messed up. I couldn't keep my face straight.
Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you for tuning in to The Positive Truth. We bring you positive and uplifting news every Monday and Friday. On Fridays, we also talk about an issue, or we have an awesome issue, or we have an awesome interview. If you want to support the podcast, please like, share, and subscribe. Follow us on our social media accounts below. Today, we have a super positive episode about appreciating our teachers.
Absolutely.
But first, we're going to start off with some positive news stories. Tim, do you want to start?
Yeah, man, I actually talked about this positive news story not too long ago, but I thought it was really awesome, so I wanted to share it again. Basically, it's this, they're on this subway in New York City, and there's this man that's struggling with his homework, and there's a teacher that's next to him, looks and was like, you know what? Hey, I can help you with that. So this is a black guy in a hoodie and a red, like, what is it called? What kind of jacket is that? A Letterman jacket type of thing.
Okay.
There we go. Woo! And this teacher's like in gloves and like a jacket, and he's just like, you know what, I can help you with that. A few minutes go by, the teacher's actually helping this guy, no charge or anything like that, just wanted to be a good Samaritan and help this dude out. And I thought it was really awesome because another person I was sitting across from him actually caught it all on camera, took some pictures, uploaded the story, shared it with a website, and now I'm sharing it with you guys because I thought it was pretty dope. And yeah, man, you can do some simple things like that whenever you're a professional like that, I guess.
Absolutely, we can always help each other. That's what this podcast is all about. We do all kinds of stories like this every Monday. We try to rehash the really great ones, because I have two. Mine's about Microsoft. They had the $25 million disability initiative, and they built that controller, the Xbox controller, that you, for people with, for disabled people that don't have all their fingers and thumbs, so they can play video games. That is awesome.
Absolutely, man. That's super positive right there.
So shout out to Microsoft for doing amazing things. That's thing I wanted to focus on for some positivity before we start talking about our teachers.
Absolutely. My next story, man, was actually about this adoption agency. It's an animal shelter, and basically they're teaching their cats in the animal shelter how to high five so the cats can get adopted. It's really cool. There's a cool picture that I have over here that I'm looking at, and it's teaching these cats how to do a high five, and it's helping these cats actually get adopted. I believe 10 of the cats were adopted within that first week whenever I talked about this story before. And so far, there's nearly 30 shelters around the country that have worked with Cat Positive Program, because that's what it's called, P-A-W-ative. And I thought it was dope, man. The fact that cats are giving high fives.
Positive. Oh, I like the pun. Took me a while.
Those that are listening, please look at our visual and look at JP's face whenever he was thinking about that.
P-A-W, wait, what? Okay, nice.
But yeah, man, I thought it was really cool. You know, I
have never met a cat that's been able to do any sort of trick.
I have an uncle that taught his cat how to play fetch. Yeah, same thing I said. I was like, what is going on here? What kind of New York cat is this? Theo!
You need to record that and put that on the podcast.
I got you, man. Next time I go to New York, I got you.
I'm not sure I'm proving that. Tell him to upload that to YouTube.
I'm going to have him send me a video. Theo Joey. I know you're listening. Well, you're probably not listening, but your sisters are somewhere.
We need to see this cat. The Positive Truth needs to see this cat. But before we get into our actual topic about talking about great teachers, I want to talk about our sponsors. We're brought to you by Hubbly Bubbly OKC, Trifecta OKC. I'm pointing because maybe JoJo will put cool visuals here.
I got you.
The best places in OKC for C-Shift and Lounge. Absolutely wonderful, great food. Hubbly Bubbly is incredible. We also try to give back ourselves. We have t-shirts that hopefully by now I have figured out a way to put on Amazon, because this episode's coming out. Yeah, hopefully I figured out how. let's just go like that. Anyway, with these t-shirts, we donate to RAIN, Suicide Prevention, and the Positive Tomorrow's OKC. They're black and gray. They're absolutely awesome. If you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes with a comment, we will send you a t-shirt for free, or you get 10 followers to our Facebook or social medias, linked below, Instagram link below. We'll send you a t-shirt for free. And yeah, that's what we do here. But our topic today is teachers are awesome, Tim.
Absolutely.
You're a coach yourself.
Yes, sir.
but you went through the school system.
Absolutely.
You just want to talk about some positive teachers you've had in your life?
Oh, man. Mr. Gardner, fourth grade. Miss Edwards, fifth grade.
What do they do?
Oh, man. Mr. Gardner was my first male teacher ever. I didn't even think, like, guys can even be teachers because I had, like, never seen one. And, man, he was like a father figure, low-key, in class. Like, he made sure I was on point doing what I needed to do. Actually, in fourth grade, I had straight A's the whole entire year. And a big part of that was probably because of him, man. He was making sure I was on point, like, held me accountable for all of my actions. I think that was, like, one of the first times I got, you know, somebody was holding me accountable for my actions, actually, like, another male anyway. So, yeah, for sure, Mr. Gardner, fourth grade. Fifth grade, Miss Edwards, oh, man, she was just a beast. I actually ran into her a couple years ago, and I told her everything that I was doing, and she was just in awe. That was really awesome. She, I don't know, fifth grade was just tough, I guess, you know, hitting puberty and stuff, going through all kind of changes. She was another tough person on me. She was strict, but you could tell she cared. And, yeah, I definitely appreciated her. Then you got middle school, which was all crazy. Coach Patton, our PE teacher, he was like a father figure. If you played any sport for him, he was on your case.
Shout out to Tough Love.
Ugh, Tough Love, for real, for real. You got Candy Hunt, who's still making a huge impact on my life now. She teaches at, or she's actually a vice principal at U.S. Grant High School, where I work at. She's my student council teacher. She actually made me sign up for student council, where everything just went crazy from there, because the only reason why I graduated from high school is because of, you know, sports and student council. I was able to meet and just do so many things I never would have done before. Travel to different schools.
Oh, if you wouldn't, you don't think you would have graduated high school if you wouldn't have been student council?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not, man. It gave me a purpose to actually do more. You know, in high school, you get stuck hanging out with the wrong people sometimes, and you get caught up in unnecessary drama you shouldn't be in. And I was definitely, you know, one of those people getting caught up in unnecessary drama. You know, some of my friends were at, you know, my rival high school, like yourself. You were at Southeast High School. I didn't have too many good influences on myself besides sports. I didn't have anything when it came to the classroom. Then all of a sudden, you add a class in the middle of the day called leadership. It's basically a student council class, and we go in there, we talk about ways to make our school better, we set up pep assemblies, we do community service, we did all kinds of stuff like that, and definitely opened up my horizon a little bit.
It was the one time in your life where people weren't constantly telling you what to do and what to learn.
Exactly.
You were actually having input.
Exactly, man. It was so cool, the fact that I was just a member my junior year of high school. My senior year, I was actually an officer where I actually got to ran things. I had my own committee. It was pretty dope. And a big part of it, I'm telling you, was because of Coach Hunt. And the craziest thing about her, she didn't, like, tell me to do very much things. It was kind of like she let me be me. That's why that impact that she made on me was so huge. And even today, you know, she hired me as a volunteer coach to become an assistant coach. Next thing you know, so many years later, I've been coaching for like 7-8 years now. I'm the head coach of the running department at U.S. Grant High School, which is crazy.
She believed in you, Tim.
Absolutely.
So I know I've said the story like 8 times in the past month, but that reminds me of the teacher from Ghana. It was such a good teacher. He taught all the kids in his classroom how to use Microsoft Word on the chalkboard.
Right.
It's one of the statistics I have is that, like, a good teacher can teach twice as much in a calendar year than just an average teacher can. And, like, it's just astounding. Like, teachers matter.
Absolutely, man.
Teachers matter more to student achievement than any other aspect of schooling. Any other aspect. So if you go to the worst schools with the least amount of funding and you have a good teacher, a great teacher, that's better than going to the best schools with all the funding and having an average teacher.
Right.
That's how important, like, school achievement is when it comes to teachers. There are, like, non-factors that do influence student achievement, but those are largely outside of the school's controls. The number one thing schools can't control for is having great teachers. Effective teachers are best identified by their performance, not their background or experience. And effective teachers can stay effective even when they change schools. I have another statistic that is just, like, crazy. But basically, a teacher can, like, one, like, a great teacher can lead to $25,000 more in lifetime earnings.
Absolutely.
Per year.
Absolutely.
That's ridiculous. Like, ridiculous, man.
And teachers definitely don't get enough credit. You know, I know you got a bunch of statistics over there, JP, but have you had a teacher in your life that made a huge impact on you?
Well, my mom was a teacher.
That's true. That's true.
And so I feel like all I've been around is teachers. Those teachers that I felt like the best teachers I had were the ones that made me think. Because one of my biggest beefs was, like, I hated K through 12, because it was just so boring. Just They give you an assignment, you find it in the book, and you do it. That was the one thing about math. It was like, oh, they just give you this problem and you kind of have to figure it out. So I would have to like look at the examples. But the best teachers just made me think. So I think like college professors I had. Like my first sociology professor was why I switched from psychology to sociology. Because he was like, psychology, everything's just, it's all in your mind. Sociology, it's what's going on out here and how it's affecting you and what you can do about it. And he just had ideas, he just throw stuff out. So this was like 2008, middle of the financial crisis. He was like, do you have a problem with this? Do you have a problem with this? He's just constantly asking questions and then relating, it's like theories. His name was Professor Ludlow, really good teacher.
Sociology teacher?
Yeah, I had my calculus teacher this last semester, really good. I was terrified of this class. And he was foreign. He came in, he was just happy all the time. Just happy. Today we're gonna learn this. And then he taught it and he was effective. And he would ask us if we have any questions. And no one would have questions. Like, he would point at you, just ask any question. Or even like after he would do an example, he would have us break stuff in groups and then do it on the board. And then everyone that's had the class, I feel like everyone except me had the class more than once. And so everyone else was like, yeah, it's the best teacher we've ever had for math. It's just incredible. So like, I feel like I learned how to do calculus because the teacher was so good.
It's pretty dope, man. I'm glad you had a good calculus teacher because I know how stressed you were. He definitely talked about it quite a bit, so I'm glad you had a good teacher, man.
But it wasn't easy. Like, the best teachers aren't necessarily the easiest ones.
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like the best teachers are the ones that can get through to you. I mean, and there's so many different ways they can get through to you. Like, for example, we had the Oklahoma teacher walkout, right, recently. So many teachers are on the news. I saw kids coming into Golden Corral that I talk to on a regular basis. I see them once a week. And they were like, hey, I saw my teacher on the news. And that inspired them, you know? Something so small, teacher going out there doing what they needed to do for their students, because obviously there was a lot of bad rhetoric for these teachers walking out, saying they were walking out because they wanted a raise. That's not why the teachers were walking out at all. They were walking out for their students because obviously the classrooms weren't up to par. And they were doing it so they can get funding for their students. That's part of the reason why we're talking about this now, because we need to appreciate our teachers and the things that they do. They walked out of their job to make sure our children had what they needed to learn.
I mean, we trust our teachers with our kids for how many hours a day?
8 hours a day. Most of the time, these teachers are with these kids longer than the parents are. These kids go to daycare after school, get picked up at 6, they have to be in bed by 9. The parents are with the kids for 3 hours, 4 hours if the kids are going to sleep by 10. And then they're getting up again at 7 o'clock to go to school. You're with the kid for an hour before you drop them off at school again. So to be upset with these teachers, it's ridiculous.
Especially when they're wanting more funding for your kids.
Exactly. Exactly, man. So I just think, man, just being in Oklahoma and seeing everything that these teachers did, being a part of that movement that they had, and the way that they were fighting for these kids out there in the heat, the cold, because it's Oklahoma and the weather changes every other day. It rained one day, it was burning up like 90 degrees one day, then it was like 45 degrees another day. It was ridiculous. And they were out there every single day. Some of these teachers that were there at the same time every single day from 6 to 2:30. Regular school hours for them, like it was ridiculous. And I just think it's amazing the fact that there's not enough people appreciating these teachers. In fact, there's a lot of people all across, you know, the United States, at least right now, that are just dogging these teachers. Like in Arizona, they had their walkout and there were just so many people like, get to class, you know what to expect when you got that degree. And it's like, they're not fighting for money, people. What is everybody paying attention to? I just don't understand.
I mean, on average, a teacher affects 3,000 children over the course of their career. It's a hell of an impact.
3,000? What other profession does that?
Nothing. I can't even think of one. It's like teaching.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe if you're a politician or a lawmaker, but even then, you're probably voting for what we want you to do. Like, people that voted for me want this, so I'm going to try to do this. Unless you're, like, being lobbied or something. But even then, like most politicians, they do what we want them to do.
Exactly.
Which is why voting is so important. But teachers have this positive impact. Can you think of one person that was successful in life that didn't have a great teacher along the way?
Nope.
Can you think of people that are in our prison system that never got a good teacher?
I know a couple people. I mean, you're exactly right, though. We all have teachers. We all have
teachers. The teachers in different aspects of your life.
Exactly. I definitely appreciate every teacher that I've had as an adult. Now, when I was a kid, that's a different story. You know, I only appreciated a few. But, man, it's ridiculous because teachers, they educate us, they inspire us, they motivate us, they keep us on track. They do so much, and then they take it home on top of that. They're interrupting time with their family to grade our papers, to talk with their family about how bad Tim was in 10th grade English. Sorry, Miss Moon.
Teachers work on average 50 hours per week, including 12 hours per week on the activities they don't get paid for, like grading papers and advising student clubs.
Trust me, I know. All too well. All too well. I couldn't tell you how many times, like, I'm getting out of practice at, you know, let's say 4:30, and there's teachers that are still in the building, parked out in the parking lot. You go up to their classroom, they have kids in there that are, you know, getting tutoring sessions. They're not getting a bonus for that. They're not, you know, getting, hey, we're paying you by the hour. They're set on a base salary, and they're barely surviving.
They're believing in the kids, and they want to succeed.
Exactly, man. You got to appreciate these people.
I mean, it's awesome. Like, I know we've done all sorts of, like, positive news stories with teachers, but, I mean, more than 70% of America said they have trust and confidence in public school teachers, but they all think they're underpaid. We're not here talking about giving teachers better pay. We're talking about, like, hey, we need to appreciate them.
Absolutely.
There's teachers in all aspects of your life. What about a teacher that wasn't in the classroom for you, Tim?
Oh, man, there's so many. So many mentors that, like, have took the time to talk to me and let me know, hey, you need to walk a different path, or you're walking a different path. Believe in yourself. My big brother, even, I think he got his GED, actually. He's made a huge impact on my adult life. You know, you don't necessarily have to have a degree to teach somebody, to inspire somebody, to motivate somebody. But I definitely know these teachers, they go to school, get this degree, and they're doing that on a daily basis. Sometimes they come to school not in the best mood in the world, and they still find the time to take care of their students.
You know, you remember Sean Bradley, the basketball player?
Yeah, the extra tall one, 7 foot, like, six or something.
You know, he's a school teacher now.
What?
You didn't know that?
No, man, I had no idea.
And so, basically, one time a kid in his hallway was like, "You don't care about me." And said, "Son, they don't pay me enough not to care about you."
I like that answer. I like that answer. They don't pay me enough not to.
I'm only here because I care about you. So he was guiding the kid on a new path.
That's pretty dope. I like that.
Speaking of more positivity, you know David Robinson?
Yeah. Played for the San Antonio Spurs.
He started his own little private school out there, helping out with kids' education. Jalen Rose does the same thing.
Yeah, I heard about Jalen Rose. Yeah, doing that.
Detroit. The Rose Academy. It's pretty awesome, man. Everyone appreciates a good teacher. So if you listen to this episode, I don't know if you have a teacher quote, Tim.
I got a few quotes over here. You actually said a quote earlier. What was that? Was that for this episode? You told me you were like, I heard this great quote, and...
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with teaching.
Oh, it didn't? All right.
I like how you already forgot.
He who opens a school door closes a prison.
True. Exactly.
Victor Hugo.
So if you're listening to this episode, any sort of teacher you've had in your life, all we're asking you to do is just tell them a thank you. Send them a message on the social media. I don't know why I did this for, but you know, this is typing. We don't do this. We do this for the DMs.
That's the truth. But yeah, absolutely, man. Talk to your kids. Talk to any kid and let them know to be a little bit more respectful to their teachers as well, no matter where you're at. These teachers definitely deserve that respect. They definitely deserve to be appreciated. And we all know as adults what kind of impact some of these teachers did make, or they attempted to make, even if we didn't follow suit.
We all appreciate education. We all want everyone to be skilled. Like, I don't want to buy a crap laptop. I want it to be skilled and proper. Somebody has to learn to do that. They have some sort of teacher along the way.
Absolutely.
We all want infrastructure. We all want these great, easy things. Great teachers teach people how to do things. Whether it's at work or at school, we need teachers. We have to appreciate them.
For sure.
You want to do another quote since you have like 40?
If you think education is expensive, try ignorance.
Like
bars.
You know, I just remembered another one. There's no better weapon than a prepared mind.
There we go. See what he did there?
But yeah, we'll be back on Monday with more positive news stories. Surely about teachers, but also about wonderful people like you and your neighbors and wonderful things in the community. We'll be back on Monday. We're out.
Stay positive.